Hello and welcome to the Quarantine Diaries by Marta Jip. Day 3. Let it be. March 21, Saturday. I had meticulously designed my plan for the day the night before. So, I would wake up early-ish, do some exercise, meditate, edit Friday's post, cook and put another washing machine. I even set the alarm at 9 o'clock in the morning. It seemed like a good plan. At 9 my alarm goes off and it catches me by surprise. I'm not ready to face the day yet. I don't even think of snoozing it and stop the alarm bluntly. I needed to sleep and besides, the work can wait a little longer, right? I stay in Murphy's world until 10:30 when a vivid dream wakes me up. And it goes like this. So I see my flatmate Chandler, spoiler not his real name, it would be too cool for that, drinking coffee from my breakfast cup. My beloved, precious breakfast cup. Okay, I must admit I have a strange attachment to that cup. Anyway, I lose my shit and demand him to explain me why he decided to drink my coffee in my cup. After some reflection, I conclude that the dream is triggering some weird apocalypse survival instinct. Anyway, it was time to get up and do something with the day. And as I open the curtains, I can see sun. It's a sunny day, although it's still chilly, so I put the sweater on, go downstairs, put the kettle on and prepare some herbal tea. I feel so excited. I was going to start my first quarantine Saturday soaking up the sun in my balcony. Oh, that's pure bliss. One of the things that I also enjoy of my slow mornings at the weekend is putting my daily mix playlist as soon as I get up and enjoy a long, peaceful breakfast. I realize now that I can do it every morning. Groovy. Let It Be starts playing in the background as I'm absorbing vitamin D in the balcony, and I thought that today's random playlist was nailing it. Not even Here Comes the Sun. Let It Be. What a great mantra for today. And that's what I did. No makeup, no bra, just me, the sun and my pyjamas. I was meeting for lunch with Elena, so headed back, finished the post and prepared my beloved avo toasts with one poached egg and coffee. Mum had the same idea and FaceTimed as I was getting ready to eat, so I rescheduled with Elena, our meeting, and had lunch with Mum and Mum's hubby. They put the phone in the kitchen as Mum cooks pasta and hubby pours some wine and cuts some cheese. And I'm sitting in a different room, in a different country, but that moment brings me back to home, no matter what, and it makes me happy. It just makes me feel home. So as soon as I finish, I say bye and meet Elena over tea. We're catching up as I sit on the balcony and charge my body with sunshine. I can feel my cheeks turning red. Yay! We share our worries in this uncertain period and make plans for the quarantine, such as finishing all the books I have halfway on my bedside table, which is an insane amount, or looking for a monologue that suits me for the next showcase, because I used to go to an acting course before the apocalypse broke out. We agree on preparing it together over the next few days. I feel so grateful for the sunny day. Sitting on my balcony, I can feel my anxiety fade away. It's funny. London under the sun makes me see things in their very different light. Everything seems more peaceful and laid back. People even stop and smile. I don't know, it becomes a very nice place to be. Had I not been in quarantine, I would have headed to soak up the sun at Hampstead Heath with my sketchbook, one of the many books I have halfway through, and my disposable camera. And then I would have probably had a walk towards the village, bought some art supplies, an ice cream, and wander around my favorite bookshop. I just love navigating through the shelves and find a book that catches my eye for no reason. I have a habit of buying books following my gut instead of any list. And if it was still sunny, I would have headed back and stopped by my favourite pub and read the first chapters or sketch with my new art supplies with a glass of wine in the garden until the sun sets. Sun, music, wine and art. Yeah, I think that will be the first thing I do when we're back to safety. That or hugging the first random person I see on the street. Maybe both. And getting a haircut. That's big too. But in the meantime, all I can do is follow McCartney's advice and let it be. It starts to get chilly outside, so I go inside and remember my goal for the day. Cooking. I'm determined, but my random playlist is on fire today, and I can't help but dancing freestyle around my room, because if I can't go partying, I can be the party. And besides, what a great workout is that. The adrenaline release leaves me both sweaty and starving, so I go to the kitchen and cook. And here we need to insert a miracle tune, because that's a miracle, big time. Puff pastry with ricotta and spinach, which is simple and tasty, and even a no-brainer could do it, literally. I have some for Annie, so thank you for the eggs. You know, after all the fuss, I leave the puff pastry for Sunday and make a salad. Honestly, I have no remedy whatsoever. I have a shower, do some writing, and go for bedtime. It's been a good Saturday, actually.